And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up, thanks to Uber Eats.
He invited me to lunch, and I'd already organised to go. Yeah. And then the following Thursday...
No. That,
yeah, I beg your pardon. I think I know. I've got a calendar in my head.
What is it? Playboy?
We had a few drinks on Monday. Darling inadvertently gave a couple of the dogs a bit of the strawberry and whatever that was in the Pims.
See how they go. They slow their words.
We weren't thinking anything. But one of the dogs the next day was that listless. I reckon it was hungover. Do you really think we need special toothpaste for dogs?
I thought you gave dogs bones to help their teeth.
You can't give them chicken bones, I don't think.
Well, you can give not chicken cooked
necks.
Chicken.
No.
Oh,
you can
okay.
give them chicken wings or something like, I don't think you give them legs, but raw
necks.
Chicken wings.
And
wings you can.
No, I'm saying I give them chicken necks.
Okay, I heard that about 8 times.
Well, you didn't, give them chicken you didn't respond to me.
Well, I give them chicken wings.
I've got a boxer dog. My dog wouldn't stay still for 5 seconds
well,
if I started
on.
Shoving
well, give it some discipline. I mean, your dog obviously just runs its own race.
It's a fun dog.
Yeah. Does he do poops inside?
She.
Oh, she does. What do you feed your dog?
I feed my dog dog food.
I give him sardines for a coat, so it's nice.
What about
and
his breath?
It's her. It's a she.
Don't listen.
She's baby.
Mate, weren't
well.
You listening?
Yeah, chicken
baited.
Neck and she.
Could you have babies?
No.
She's been
done.
Yeah. She's de-sexed.
What? De-sexed. Thank
natted.
You.
Natted.
She's been done. I beg your pardon. She's
been done. Obviously not.
Davey just burst through the door with a spring in his step. Clearly he has won a bucket full today, Davo.
Oh, there's a sniff.
And he had a massage.
Oh. Oh,
which one was happier?
It relaxed me. Hey. That's what they usually do, Davey. Well, can we give the bloke on the gate a rap? Piggy, what did he
great.
Say to you?
Oh, look, I got a David Morrow sort of style entrance, big man. I drove in. I said my name. I said, oh, mate, I'll get my ticket out, you know. And he goes, oh, don't worry about it, Piggy. If I can't let you in, who can I let in?
I hope he recognised you.
And I said to Levy, I said, oh, I felt a bit like David Morrow going into ANZ Stadium.
Yeah, but
there.
There's a difference. The security respects you.
I got the same Piggy, by the way. I didn't have to give my pass either.
Should have seen him trying to get out of the stadium. Where's my damn gate?
We were walking down the stairs, so I was holding Eliza's hand, and I had a big one of those Uber Eats bags. And right as we got to the bottom of the stairs, the bottom of the bag broke. 10 cans go flying out. 2 hit the ground and just explode. So, and they're spinning around and the coke going everywhere. I bolt to get back up the stairs so I don't get my hair wet.
Of course.
From soft drink.
When you're on a plane, right, and they do the safety demonstration, what do they say? They say put your own mask on before fitting
oh
the child.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
I'm trying to make you feel a bit
that
better.
That is actually brilliant.
She'd take both masks.
Yeah. Oh,
you'll be right. You'll be right.
Eliza, someone's touching my hair. Eliza's going,
Sonny Bill Williams.
Tough result tonight, but that's just the way stories go sometimes. I'm a big believer in keeping the glass half full.
So you might or might not play
yeah,
on?
Might be standing next to you, Danica, holding that mic, doing a better job than Coops and the rest of the lads. I just got to keep a few balls in play, talk with the wife because, you know, we've got 4 young kids.
There were that many cliches in that interview, probably to go for the length of his career.
Well, he's out of the bubble, yeah, and as he said, he might have 5 young kids this time next week.
Yeah, especially if he keeps his balls in play.
Hey, he's got to run everything past the mark.
He might be up there with Coops, wrong station, bro.
Things you've pinched from the hotel or motel. G'day, Joe.
Yeah, no, I didn't steal anything. I just borrowed it. Once I'm finished with it in about another couple of years, I'm going to take it back.
What is it?
Towel.
Where from?
Harrah's Casino in Vegas.
There's an email that's come through from someone saying that she pinched the bed sheets from the hotel because the thread count was more than hers at home.
I'm not taking my bed sheets home.
Sean Timmons. He's been stuck in this fire situation in Sydney South.
I just was a bit concerned about the big man back burning before summer on his rig, especially especially in the mid-region. We don't want to cause any fires up there.
Mate, I don't. Thank you for your concern, but I don't do any manscaping. Because I'm worried about some various parts of it that gets caught up.
They reckon it's going to be a hot one, so yeah, you better do a bit of...
Well, mate, it's certainly not hot down where I am, though.